Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled Big Dreams.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. If you listened to Greg Hiley's preaching here last Tuesday, you heard him ask for prayer for the theologians and preachers who gathered for a three-day symposium on lay Eucharistic preaching in St. Louis. I was there, and I had the privilege of immersing myself in days of synodal listening and dialogue. Through our scriptures, tradition, experience, and conversation, we sought the Holy Spirit, and we listened for that treasured voice. Together, we dreamed of a church in which the baptismal vocation of every missionary disciple who is called to preach could be fully manifested, including at Eucharist. Yes, we dreamed. Dreams come to us in the dark, when we're asleep, at our most open and vulnerable. Here's Joseph, a good man in a terrible position. And so at night, when the darkness of the evening matches the darkness of Joseph's own path, God breaks in with a ray of light. I don't mean to say that we can only hear God in our dreams, just that sleeping and dreaming are metaphors for ways we can hear God. We have to be willing to be in the dark, to be open, to listen before doing. In that space, God can break into our hearts and minds just the same way that God broke into Joseph's heart and mind and then into human history, coming as one of us. Mary listened to God's messenger first, followed by her husband Joseph. And even before Joseph's dream, he'd listened to his wife. If we listen in the dark, open and vulnerable, we might see God breaking in, not just in each of us as individuals, but also all of us as beloved people of God, as church. Together in St. Louis, we listened. We dreamed. Sisters and brothers, this dream isn't just important for those of us who are discerning a case for lay Eucharistic preaching. It's important for every called person who offers a gift to the church and has experienced in return exclusion rather than embrace, ostracism rather than welcome. Everyone who's been touched by the Holy Spirit as Mary was and has offered that to the community only to receive in return a very non-Joseph-like response, to be dismissed quietly, or even unquietly. Everyone, Joseph's dreaming brought good news for all of us. Joseph the dreamer, Joseph the listener, Joseph the beloved spouse of Mary, Joseph the earthly father of Jesus. Saint Joseph, pray for us. All you holy men and women of God, pray for us. Let us pray for one another.